You are listening to CKMS News on 102.7 FM, Radio Waterloo. Today is December 8th, 2023, and I am MP Holmes. In council meeting on Monday night, Waterloo City moved closer to loosening restrictions on front lawn grass and making way for increased naturalization. After 3 years of responding to her neighbor's complaints about the length of her grass to bylaw, Waterloo resident Masha Kuznetsova delegated to Waterloo City Council on Monday night, asking councillors to change city regulations to allow for increased grass height. Ms. Kuznetsova described how her lifestyle does not allow for her to maintain her lawn at the same frequency as some of her neighbors. For the past 3 years, on average once a month during the season, Ms. Kuznetsova and her family were visited by a bylaw officer who took issue with the length of her grass and forced them to mow. Ms. Kuznetsova presented a picture of a work order from the city for a contravention to the lot maintenance bylaw, and namely, that her grass was in excess of 20 centimeters or 8 inches.
We were really surprised by it because, again, like we never had this issue in Toronto, and we do take care of our grass, maybe not as frequently as our neighbors. And so we were really surprised that we keep getting those notices, and we also thought about how our taxes go to the whole entire person who's probably dedicated to like driving around and responding to complaints about people's grass, and it seemed like a waste of resources.
Ms. Kuznetsova said lawns are unnatural, wasteful, and a thing of the past.
How wasteful the perfectly manicured lawns are, because we spend a lot of gas. If you have a gas lawnmower and it pollutes air, it's also very noisy. I work from home, and you in the summer you see those lawnmowers and the leaf blowers all the time. And of course we do have an electric powered lawnmower, but like that's not any better because it takes a lot of resources and it's very polluting to build the batteries, as we all know. And so what we did as a family is we left this whole patch of clover flowers on our lawn. And then the inspector came and they said that the clovers have to be, like there has to be a buffer strip, so the naturalized area has to be separated from the lawn.
A buffer strip is an area of land in between the sidewalk or road and the natural area. It is meant to provide space for plants to fall over and still not impact the roadway or pathway. Ms. Kuznetsova presented a petition and an open letter that asked for more naturalized lawns, for grass growth of up to 40 centimeters, and a reduction in the requirement for a buffer strip. Councillor and meeting chair Jen Vasek called on staff to comment on the current grass height limits and buffer strip regulation.
We did last year. We did make some updates to the lot maintenance bylaw, and through those updates, we did review turf grass height limits. And based on our research and background with experts, the feedback we got was that turf grass really isn't all that beneficial for the pollinators. And that's why we made the decision to keep a height limit on turf grass with bringing in more allowances for naturalized areas. We do have a current buffer strip of 1 meter. In this upcoming report we're about to present, we're suggesting or proposing a reduction of that buffer strip to 30 centimeters based on feedback we've received from the public.
Okay, great, thank you. Sorry, and what is the grass limit? Is it 8 or 10 inches?
It's currently 8 inches.
Okay, thank you.
Councillor Royce Bodali asked staff to clarify what buffer strips are.
The intention of the buffer strip is to provide like the same height that they can grow upwards if they fall over. It's just that amount of space between any infrastructure, the sidewalk, the driveway, and the curb.
Sorry, maybe I'm misunderstanding that. So I can plant right adjacent to the sidewalk, to the curb, to the driveway, but it just can't exceed a certain height. I'm losing that.
That's correct. In the buffer strip, I believe it's 20 centimeters that they're allowed to grow.
Mayor Dorothy McCabe asked staff to clarify the function of buffer strips.
The intention of the buffer strip in the boulevard is to provide or to ensure that the vegetation doesn't encroach on the sidewalk, the driveway, or the road. So it's to make sure the sidewalks remain accessible for all people.
Councillor Julie Wright asked about how the bylaw might be used by one neighbour to influence another neighbour, or what she called the weaponization of the bylaw. Staff explained they receive about 400 to 800 long grass complaints per season and value mediation and other ways to solve disputes.
I have a concern about, again, as Councillor Bodily had mentioned, the bylaw being weaponized to a certain degree. And so requiring complaints to be a little bit more specific is not a bad thing.
Certainly, and we do receive a very high volume of complaints currently for long grass, in the range of 400 to 800 complaints per season. So we are quite busy. I can say in terms of the weaponization of the bylaws, our officers always, you know, try to take a neutral approach when going into this and try to take an educational approach first before we go to enforcement. And utilizing some of the tools for neighbor disputes at our disposal, so mediation and trying to work through the issues that way.
While Ms. Kuznetsova did not get her height increased today, she still had reason to celebrate. Later in the meeting, the city's transportation services presented new boulevard garden guidelines, which will allow for increased naturalization on boulevards and private property throughout the city of Waterloo. Earlier in the meeting, the city parks department kicked off the park's urban forest management strategy by examining the rules regarding trees on private property. For CKMS News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm MP Holmes. Thanks for listening.